Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Betcha with Thaddeus McCotter. We're speaking of the midterms all these months out because it's time to organize the chairs. Who's going to be a candidate? Who is not? At the same time, the president is facing what appears to be an aroused Democratic Party in some fashion. But then again, that's always true. I remember saying the same sort of thing in 2010 about the Republicans. They called it the Tea Party at the time. You know, everybody gets excited. I'm going to turn to foreign affairs because that's not as exciting, but it's hard to interpret sometimes. I'm not sure at all that it shows up in the voting booth. I'm just not sure. That is, what we have is widespread dissent in Europe, EU and NATO, for the conduct of the Trump administration in the Middle East and for, in general, the conduct of Israel during the conflict with Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, Syria, in general. I'm being as general as possible because I believe I've learned from you that it doesn't show up in the voting booth. Or how does it show up, that is?
In what sense? I mean, obviously, every single voter has different reasons for voting, but largely, as a general rule, the proposition is the pocketbook issues. But in times of great national crisis, foreign affairs can be a determinative factor in the majority of people voting. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yes. Whether when you go in to cast your vote, whether you think, well, he should have been harder on this, or they should have gone for victory there, or they were overextended here. That is not my experience of voting, but it might be in wartime special.
Well, there are also cultural reasons people vote that are separate from economic issues. People may vote pro-life, they may vote pro-choice, they may vote about DEI, keeping it or getting rid of it. There may be a host of different reasons different people vote. But as a general rule, if the economy is going well, the party in power has a good chance of holding its majority.
Right. And the economy right now is going well. I will report repeatedly that looking at the price of everything and the amount of people at work and the jobs transforming. We're told again and again that AI is not depriving people of jobs. It's inventing new jobs. And we're in a technological conversion, which we've been in before, to radio, to television, to electronics, all of that. That's what we're told. And there are no numbers to show large dislocations of the economy. And the reporting on Wall Street has been excellent profits. So we have a healthy economy.
You see, I always go through this with the East Coast people. The Wall Street's nice, but Wall Street does not determine the health of the American economy and how it's affecting the average worker or the average American. It's a factor, it's a consideration, but it is not the be all and end all. How is that conversion from a manufacturing productive economy to a consumer consumption economy? How was that? And now all this wonderful jobs that AI is creating, I eagerly await to see them in Gen Z embracing them, because right now they think the economy is terrible and they're scared to death. So the economy is a wonderful construct. You can point to certain goods, parts of it being good, parts of it being bad. But as we just went through, Americans are very upset about the price of gasoline. They're very concerned about their future. They're very concerned about healthcare. They're worried about whether their kids can leave their basement and actually find a house. They can get an interest rate that's actually reasonable. They're worried about the long-term baggage of having to carry a large amount of student loans for their college degree, which may already be worthless depending on AI. So there's a host of trepidations and anxieties and angst that race through this economy. So to simply say that, well, the Wall Street's doing good and a lot of people are getting rich, well, we've been through that. In many ways, it wound up being 2008's deflationary period. Oops.
Is it a good economy or a bad economy?
It's a fragile economy right now that could go either way. And the Iran conflict is certainly leading towards a more pessimistic view of it in most Americans' minds. It's not just Democratic messaging. And I hate to say that to my Republican friends, but there are problems out there that are not being addressed. And if you don't address them, you're going to get whacked in the midterm.
Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness, former member of Congress in the great state of Michigan. I'm John Batchelor.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.